If we say that we have to assess the form of service in connection with the purpose of service, presently we don't even have purity of purpose. So how do we decide in that situation? There are two different things over here. You know, there is purity of service purpose, which is an aspiration. But at the same time, you know, surrender has many different aspects to it. One is, you know, pure-hearted, whole-hearted surrender to Krishna. That is one aspect of surrender. Another aspect of surrender is also accepting the reality of things as they are, the reality of who we are, and then acting accordingly. So, yes, I don't have purity right now, but still, you know, I have to serve Krishna with what I have right now. So just like in a material sense, people may hanker for things which they don't have. And by that hankering, they don't use what they have. So like that, even in a spiritual sense, we may hanker for that which we don't have, and we don't use what we have. So we need purity of, we want purity of purpose. But then, even if the purity of purpose is not there, still we have to serve. Because ultimately, how will we become purified? It's only by serving. If you don't serve, then there is no other way to become purified. So, if it is, actually speaking, we all start service with some impure purpose only, or rather with some impurity in purpose, not necessarily with impure purpose, rather we have pure desire to glorify Krishna, but we also have a desire. If I am giving a class, I want to glorify Krishna, but I also have a desire that, you know, people should praise me, you give a very good class. Now, if I wait till the point when I don't have that desire at all, I'll be waiting for the rest of eternity to give my first class. It'll never happen. But if, so the one extreme is we wait for purity and don't do the service only. But the other is we don't care for purity at all. That means, you know, sometimes some people are just, what you say there? They're very shamelessly fishing for compliments. You know? they're just showing off, telling, I did this, I did that, I did that. And they're simply seeking glorification. Well, sometimes we may all be down in our life and we need some encouragement. And we may ask for that. But if some people are just like that, then they can't do anything practically. So, we aspire for purity. But one aspect of surrender is, we serve with whatever we have. So I have maybe little ability, I have little finances, I have a small number of followers. But this is whatever we have, we serve with that. So like that, whatever purity I have, I serve with that. And it is by that service. So over a period of time, what happens is when we serve Krishna, then that service gives us taste. And by that taste, whatever impure purpose we have, we slowly start rejecting that purpose. So, in general, I'll conclude with this point about this, that the Prabhupada talked about devotional service. So, in this, devotional is the adjective, service is the noun. So, what that means is that we would like to do devotional service. But even if that adjective is not there, the noun should be there. Even if the devotional is not there, self-service be there. Kayena manasa buddhya kevalair indriyairapi yogina karma kurvanti sangam tyaktva atmashuddhi. In 5.11, Krishna says that the yogis serve me with body, mind, intelligence, even the senses. Now, Srila Prabhupada translated as even the senses. I think Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that that kevalair indriyairapi means that even if the mind is not there, let at least the senses be there. It means even if the mind is not absorbed in chanting, so at least that the lips keep chanting. It is best if the lips and the mind also, both are there, but at least the lips be there. So the externals should at least be there. So that way, we keep doing service with whatever purity we have. So for us, the service is very important. Because service is what connects us with Krishna. And the devotional attitude, it solidifies the connection. But if there is no service, then just the devotional attitude, it will just remain an abstraction. It will not be tangible. Does that address the questions? Thank you very much, Krishna. So, do we have time? Yes, Mataji.